Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Anyway, speaking about weird, we can also be quite horrible to each other. Sorry to ruin the mood, but we can be a little aggressive, can't we? Chantre Gold, who is a senior research fellow at the Institute for Security Studies. Good morning. Thanks for joining us. How are you?
Well, and you?
So we're just such awesome people, South Africans, but we really, really do have a horrible streak, don't we?
You know, I'm not sure I'd quite put it that way, but you're right. We certainly do have really high levels of violence in our society, and you're 100% right about that. But that doesn't come from nowhere. I think we've got a long history of building up to it.
Well, I guess. And that's what's always so strange to me, is that we see this incredible kindness, giving attitude, care that South Africans display, particularly for each other. But then there's this flip side of it, which we know. And so often, unfortunately, aimed at women. Is that because of the vulnerability, because men are bullies, because we've been taught this? What are you seeing in your research?
Yeah, thank you so much. You're 100% right. And I think we often forget when we are confronted with news articles about violence almost every day of our lives, how kind and supportive we can be and are in our society. So I want to perhaps talk a little bit about cycles of violence, in fact, and how, for, I think, you know, it's happened so often, and the question has come to me so many times as somebody who studies violence, if you like, why are South Africans so violent? Why is our country so violent? And, you know, there's no single reason for this. You know, you can't put it down to one factor. You can put it down to a lot of different things that have happened to us in the course of generations, if you like, because the one thing we know from our research is that the kind of truism, violence against violence, is true. So I've spent a lot of time, more than 5 years, interviewing men in prison, men who had committed serious violent crimes, everything from rape and murder to vehicle hijacking and home robberies. And the one thing that was consistent in the stories that I heard was that these men had experienced more violence in their lives than they ever committed. Even from when they were small, so it could have been the loss of a parent and then being bullied at school and then being bullied by teachers, hit by teachers, hit by hip, and beaten back home. And just getting them into the cycle of violence where violence is normalized. Now, one of the really disturbing things that we're seeing from the data coming out of emergency centers in one of the provinces is that women who are coming to hospital in their first trimester of pregnancy, and they're coming to hospitals for injuries, more than half of those women have been assaulted by their partner.
Wow. Half.
Isn't that scary? So what that tells us is that woman and her fetus is experiencing something awful. It's experiencing a trauma. Now, that trauma impacts the way in which that baby is tuned to grow inside her. So the baby becomes tuned for fight or flight, just as she is. Because when you have a trauma like that, then you become your fight or flight or freeze mechanism. Your instinctive response is triggered. And what we see from a lot of scientific research is that that can actually change your DNA. It can change the way in which your body is programmed for the rest of your life. And that means that you're more likely to go into fight, or freeze quickly. And you're going to have difficulty with emotional regulation. That means that you can become really overwhelmed by your emotions very quickly.
So it's almost that
that means
person...
that your control over your emotions is lower. Sorry.
So that person, that child, is almost condemned to struggle with violence and reaction for their entire lives. Oh, unfortunately, that went our line.